Okay, Birshusarei Karapken. So, towards the end of our parsha this week, we have the seventh Makkah, the Makkah of Barad. And during that plague, so Paro turns to Moshe and he asks him to daven for him to end the Makkah. And Moshe says he's going to leave the city and he's going to go daven. And Rashi, quoting from Shmos Rabbah, asks why was it that that Moshe had to leave the city to daven for Paro. So he says because he didn't want to daven in a place which was filled with avodah zarah and the like, and therefore he went outside of the city. The Netziv in Shuvos Meshiv Davar, Chelek Aleph Shuvah Yud, asks why that didn't happen generally, so he argues that perhaps for all the other makot, Moshe, when he would daven for the makot to stop, he would enter one of the shuls the Jews had built in Mitzrayim, and for this one, he didn't want to do that because he wanted to be outside to end the barad. He wanted to see it. He wanted to be in the middle of it to stop the barad. But whatever the reason is, Chazal say that he left the city to not be in a makam of avodah zarah. Now the Trumas Hadeshen and Tshuvah Vav takes this halacha lemaisa, and he says, let's say someone is traveling. He's walking along, and he has two choices. He knows that either he's going to daven on the path, or he's going to get to wherever he's going to go to. He's going to get to his hotel. But when he gets there, who knows what they'll be, right? Maybe, as was often the case, there would be crosses around in the motel, in the hotel, whatever the case may be. Where is it better to daven? So the Trumas Hadeshen says it depends. Said if he can find a place on the road that he can daven quietly, so then what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu is that all things being equal, it's better not to daven a place of avodah zarah, and therefore you should avoid davening the hotel, and if you can find a place on the way, so pull over to the side of the road, daven, and then continue on his way. If you can't, right? If there's nowhere, and if he davens on the road, he'll be interrupted, which is even worse, it'll break his kavana. So then he says, then you can be lenient, and you can go to the hotel, even if there are crosses around or the like. He says, I, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, look, nowadays, wherever we are, there are symbols of avodah zarah all over the place. There are crosses, definitely more in his time. So he says, Me'ikra Adin, I don't think you have to not daven in that hotel, but what we learn from Moshe, it's at least better to not daven there, so you should daven along the road. Of course, as he said, it's worse to daven just in the middle of the road when people would interrupt you, but all things being equal, you should avoid davening in that hotel. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramach cites this la halacha in Orach Chaim, Simen Tzadi Dalid, Sif Tes, and says exactly this, that if you have the option, so daven on the side of the road where there are no crosses or the like. If you can't, you can't. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this as well. Again, noting as the Trumas Hadeshen's conclusion that if you have no choice, because nowadays there are things everywhere, so then you can daven in the hotel, but if not, not. Now this still comes up every so often, right? We don't have as many avodah zarahs around, but if you're in certain hospitals, you're in certain schools, especially ones that used to be divinity schools, which in the States is a lot of them, right? Whether it be Harvard or right, Yale, Princeton, any of the top schools in the States all used to be divinity schools, and still you'll go there and there'll be crosses. Or I remember one of my teachers used to be the rabbi in Hillel and said in Harvard, and he said they used to daven in the Hillel building except for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they would go into one of the holes. But there were crosses around, so he would go and he would cover it up and make sure that everything was covered and it was fine. And but then he goes there, you know, half an hour before Rosh Hashanah, and he realizes that they covered all the crosses because they realized that was a symbol of avodah zarah, but they didn't realize they didn't read Latin and write across the top of the stadia, whatever, the auditorium was, this is dedicated to our Lord Jesus, right? Because it was a divinity school, right? So this still does happen. So the Mishnah Berurah says that to that extent, this halacha still applies, and if you, which tells us, halacha l'maisa, that let's say you have the option, you're in one of these places, you should try to find, let's say, a neutral room where there is no cross, there is nothing to daven based on this this Rashi quoting Shmos Rabbah. Now, what if you can't? What if you're in a room and all the rooms you're in a religious hospital, or you're in a school like I don't know in New York? This happens often. Your place like Fordham, which is technically a Catholic school, and there are crosses everywhere. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that then you should turn around, even if you're not facing east, even though you should daven east. But this would override it. daven in the opposite direction, away from whatever icons there may be. If you can't do that, so some of the other achronim bring other solutions. The Kavachayim suggests that you should just cover them, and that would be sufficient. And the Sharman Sion Mahalacha argues that maybe it's even sufficient to close your eyes. But obviously, ideally, as the Trumas Hadesha notes from this week's Parsha, you should avoid as much as possible davening in a place that has these images. Just the last thing I'll note is that this all only applies to things which are ostensibly Avodah Zarah-esque. If there is Islamic imagery, this problem doesn't apply, to the point where Rabbi Avadya Yosef, though others argue on him, argues in Yabi Omer, in Yeradeya, Chelek Zayin, Shuvah Yud Beis, that it's actually mutter to daven in a mosque, not just daven where there's Islamic imagery, but actually daven in a mosque. And that was the basis for the heter that people before Maras HaMachpelah had a shul, but when all there was a mosque in that area, that he said the Gedolim used to do, and they would daven in the mosque at Maras Machpelah, daven Maras Machpelah, even though it was a mosque, since the Isser is only a makom of a Dezara, and according to most Rishonim, Islam doesn't count. It's a monotheistic religion. He argues that it's mutter, mikra adin, to daven in a mosque. If people are following some of the Jewish newspapers online, there was a bit of a back and forth on whether Rabbi Avadya really said it. He said it. He didn't say it as l'chatchila. He just said that it's technically mutter, which again is an outgrowth of this same basic halachic concept.